first and foremost, this is obviously a very tough time for Natasha, for the wider family, and the friends and colleagues of Private Sean Rooney. And I suppose the most important thing we can do is remember his sacrifice. But I, like many other people, am not particularly happy with what we have seen happen so far in the Lebanon as regards what was meant to be an attempt to find justice for Sean Rooney. And there are a number of questions that need to be answered. I will be writing to the Taoiseach and Taoiseach today. We need to ensure that we show our displeasure, and I am glad of what's in the public domain from themselves in relation to this. But also we need to find out questions like, where is Mohammed Ayed at this point in time? And then, as I said, there's a huge follow-up in relation to whether we're talking about the UN, the Defence Forces, and a number of investigations that are to happen, that we need to also find out the ins and outs of everything that happened surrounding it, and we ensure that we learn from this. Like, we cannot forget the sacrifice, but we also need to make sure that we put in what mitigations we can and what will always be dangerous as regards peacekeeping. But again, it's absolutely vital that we look after the family also of Sean Rooney, and we ensure that they are provided with all the information. And that means from all the bodies involved in this. And I think that's the only thing that's right. We also have to remember Trooper Kearney at this point in time, who obviously suffered horrific injuries, and the other two who were injured also.
Are you satisfied that the right people were before the courts and that this is actual justice? And I'm not suggesting for a second, by the way, that that is not the case, but I'm just wondering in terms of the transparency of the whole process, the fact that the key defendant seems to be AWOL, and for everybody else it's sort of a couple of months here or there, or a fine here or there. Are we satisfied that this is a robust system, and it's not just a case of trying to be seen to be doing something to draw a line under it?
I don't think any of us can be happy with what we've seen. I don't think anybody can see this as any element of justice. But first of all, when Mohammed Ayed was released on bail, down to medical conditions, and I'm not aware what the ins and outs of those were, we know that the Irish government was very late in relation to being told about this. We're not entirely sure where he is at this point in time. It's very, very strange that, you know, you are sentenced to death in absentia. We know that what's likely to happen here is that will be commuted. One thing that we do know is that Private Sean Rooney was given a death sentence on that fateful day. And we need to make sure that everything is done, as I say, by the government in relation to finding justice. And this certainly isn't justice at this point in time. As I say, the two things that I've always thought about in this case was the memory of Sean Rooney, and that justice is provided, and that any learnings that need to be learned from a point of view of, we secure absolutely our peacekeepers who are doing a dangerous job, doing an absolutely vital job. But we know that the remit had changed in relation to what UNIFIL troops were doing at that point in time. We know that they were no longer informing the Lebanese Defence Forces in relation to their actions and movement, and that we know Hezbollah wasn't particularly happy about this. We know the remit was technically about trying to ensure there would only be one armed group, being the Lebanese army in Lebanon. Now, whether that was a possibility is another thing. But the fact is, because Hezbollah were not happy with this set of circumstances, they had issued a whole pile of statements in relation to the fact that UNIFIL troops and others were Israeli spies, and that heightened the whole circumstance. But we know what happened on that day. It was utterly unacceptable in every way, shape or form. And I don't think anybody in Ireland could be happy in relation to what happened there. This is not good enough in any way, shape or form in relation to Private Sean Rooney, the sacrifice he made, and the absolute heinous crime that was carried out against him.
Yeah, and it almost throws up more questions than answers. And, you know, information seemingly going missing or hard to get cooperation from parties involved in this, that you would expect them to be very forthcoming in providing information.
Well, you're talking about the United Nations. Mm-hmm. Yes, no, I believe so. And look, I have been in the grandparents' home, and I have seen the Secretary General Antonio Guterres' letter, where he speaks about the bravery of Sean Rooney and how he avoided other deaths on that day due to his, you know, courage and obviously his skill set as a driver. But then we've seen the issues in relation to the UN not being forthcoming in relation to the information. We know there are a number of cases in play at this point in time as regards the defence forces, the state and the UN. But what we need to see, and the reason I've had so many interactions with particularly the Taoiseach and Tánaiste around this, is the fact that we need to ensure that this state does absolutely everything. I believe there is a greater freedom now that the case is done to a degree. So therefore, the engagement should be happening already with the Lebanese from a point of view of our dissatisfaction, but also the questions in relation to where Mohammed Ayed is. Mm-hmm. But it's absolutely unacceptable that all the information that is in relation to what happened on the day isn't provided to the family, and where we don't have absolutely clarity in relation to everything, and then that we ensure that, as I say, as we often talk about learnings, we don't always learn from them, and we need to learn from this on the basis that we lost, as they say, somebody who is missed and will be missed forever in both Dundalk and Newton Cunningham and beyond, and who made, as I say, the ultimate sacrifice. And the only way we can do any justice by that is ensuring that this state, that this country looks after him and those that follow in peacekeeping duties from here on in.